keeping kosher, truly living lives of really being Mahadran kosher Jews is described by the Torah as living a life of holiness. Keeping kosher today in a real way could be truly appreciated when we take a look at the psukim in Vayikra Yud Aleph at the end of Parsha Shmini and ask some basic questions and then maybe reveal something extremely important about what our avoda is, what holiness is in terms of how we eat and keeping kosher. The Torah tells in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem Dalet Mem Hey, Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem, V'iskadashtim V'yisem Kedoshim, Ki Kodosh Ani, V'loit Sitamu Es Nafshesechem B'chol Sheretz HaRoimes Al Ha'aretz. The first thing that all of the Mefarshim are bothered by is this strange description, V'iskadashtim, you shall make yourself holy, V'yisem Kedoshim, and you will become holy. That in itself seems to be repetitious. Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am holy. Question number one, what does it mean, be holy by eating kosher, because I am holy? Question number two, what does it mean, V'iskadashtim V'yisem Kedoshim? You shall make yourselves holy. Now, of course, there are many approaches, both in the Mefarshim and even in Chazal. B'siyata d'shmaya today, what we will do is see b'derech ha-chasidus how to address these questions. Question number four. Question number one was, what's ki kadosh? Question number two is, why the double lashon v'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim? Question number three is, what does v'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim mean? Question number four is, the next pasuk almost repeats itself. Pasuk Memhei almost is an entire repetition of Pasuk Memdalid, but in a different way. Ki ani Hashem hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Just like the pasuk of Iskadashim Yisem Kedoshim, the pasuk says ki ani Hashem, but here it doesn't say ki ani Hashem alekechem. Here it says ki ani Hashem hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim. So question number four is, what is the repetition? Question number five is, why do we have a repetition of ani Hashem hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim? And the pasuk repeats itself. Lios lachem le'elokim v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. The pasuk again says, "I will be Hashem your God, and you will be holy ki kadosh ani." But our last question is that in this repetitive pasuk, it says v'yisem kedoshim, but it doesn't say v'hiskadashtem, and you shall make yourself holy. Rabosa, I think a beautiful approach, b'derech chasidus, that might address all these questions. We will take a yisod of the Baal HaTanya, Zechus HaYogin Aleinu, and see that the yisod of the Baal HaTanya might be so relevant in terms of explaining the psukim, and also so relevant for us in our avoda today. The Baal HaTanya writes in Perek Chav Zayin, in regards to us average people, he says, the tzaddik can slay the Yetzer Hara. The tzaddik's relationship with the evil urge is entirely different than the Sefer Tanya, the Sefer of the Beinonim, the average person, in dealing with today's challenges. The Tanya writes, Afilu bedvarim hamutarim legamri, kol ma sha'odom zayveach yitzra afilu sha'a kala umiskavin la'achvei l'sitra acher shebechlal asmali, Kigon shechafetz lechol umeachar sudasai ad achar shah, oi pachos vosik bitorbos shah, kidi isa bigemara, shah revius machel kol adam shah shishis machel talmud chacham. Says the Baal HaTanya that the way in which we're supposed to approach the Yetzer Hara is say, I am not going to indulge you right now. What I'm going to do is, when I have noticed that Tanya is going to connect our psukim of kashrus, but he starts off not talking about food that is asur or food that is mutter. He talks about food in general. And he says that our avoda is to say to the Yetzer Hara, if we are in a space in which nowadays in America, a term that my father and my grandparents never heard of. We have the munchies. The Baal Tanya says, postpone. He says, if a person postpones the Yetzer Hara just to indulge, certainly if we're talking about food that might have questionable status in kashrus, that the Baal Tanya connects to the first pasuk that we had mentioned before. He quotes the Gemara, Adam mikadesh atzmo ma'at lamata, that Rashi makes reference to as well over here, mikadshin oisai harbe milamala. Levad mashemekayim mitzvah sasei shel Torah v'iskadashtem. Says the Baal Tanya, that's the meaning of v'iskadashtem, you shall make yourself a little bit holy, v'yisem kedoshim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am Hashem who's kadosh. Now the Ramban and some other Mefarshim learn that the answer to our first question, ki kadosh ani, means that if you want to attach yourself to me, so then you have to stay away from food that is by nature and pure that will distance you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Baal HaTanya's understanding, it seems to me, of ki kadosh is a different understanding. Again, what did the Baal HaTanya say? V'iskadashtem, make yourself a little bit holy. Klomar, continues the Baal HaTanya, af shebe'emes eino kadosh umuvdo misitracher. Even though you and I are still held sometimes by the munchies, you and I are held sometimes by the Yetzer Hara, but nevertheless, v'yisem kadoshim kloif mar sofer lios kadosh. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a higher dimension of Kedusha, ki mekadesh atzmoi b'mutter loy, v'hiskadashtem, shetasu atzmechem kedoshim. According to the Baal HaTanya, then, the words ki kadosh ani will mean something else. Ki kadosh ani means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't need to indulge all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there isn't the way to come closer to me is not to constantly be following the fads of the styles of the time in the physical world, and the fad that exists inside of you, that you're just in the mood of something to eat. Postpone it a little. V'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh. Because ultimately, you could be kadosh because I myself am kadosh. We are made, as the Tanya describes in other places, Nefesh HaChaim describes this as well, as a confluence of guf and neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, if you want to attach yourself to me, then ultimately you should be an individual that strives for a little bit more Kedusha. Now, Rabosai, we could go back to these psukim and come away with a very, very practical lesson. Lesson number one is for us to ask ourselves, are we constantly just simply following fads based on instinct and following our physical desires based on instinct without asking ourselves whether it is bringing out our neshama as opposed to our guf? And now let's go back to the psukim. Says the Balbam, Pasuk Mem Dalet and Pasuk Mem He of the 11th parak of Ayikra are talking about two different parts of kashrus. There is the kashrus of Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem, and then there is the kashrus Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem Hamala Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Let's start with the second. Hamala Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, says the Malbim, is referring to the commandments of the Torah, that the Torah said that there are certain things we should eat and certain things that we shouldn't eat. Ki kadosh ani. These are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that we're supposed to eat. The first pasuk, in the Malbim's words, the first pasuk, Ki ani Hashem Elokechem, is the tzivui hakashrus al piseicha la'odam shebo me'avos hakadoshim. Our forefathers, who Chazal said inferred on their own the ideas of kashrus, here there's no mention of Amala Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that for the Malbim says refers to taking us out of Egypt to give us the Torah, but rather is what we would call Kashrus HaAvos. Kashrus HaAvos. Kashrus HaAvos was that the Avos understood that to be elevated people, we can't be bound to every single instinct and every single fad that exists.
Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'iskadashtem v'isem kedoshim. They understood that ki kadosh ani, that if a person is going to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they need themselves to remove themselves from their instincts and simply following their intuitions. V'iskadashtem v'isem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. Because, as the Baal HaTanya had taught us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that if you want to make yourself Kadosh, you simply begin to slowly reassess and not follow every particular whim that we have. And then in such a case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you closer to that place of that neshama. Now we asked, then the second pasuk, it doesn't say v'iskadashta. Because kashrus of Mitzrayim is not the idea that you're being poresh a little from yourself, as the Baal HaTanya said, but rather kashrus that we take from Amala Eschem Eretz Yisrael is the tzivuyim, those things that we're supposed to eat and those things that we're not supposed to eat. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim writes that an individual who is makbin in kashrus, even if it's a chumrah, it could be that rov shitos hold that you don't need this mahadrin, but a majority of shitos hold that that's mahadrin. A minority of shitos say that you shouldn't eat it. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, that's a maila of precious. That's the second pasuk. That a person who's makbid for mahadrin, he looks for that appropriate hashgacha. And that is an individual of the yisem kedosh and kikadoshani. You internalize my tzivuyim. But Rabosei, I do think that we need to work even more on the first pasuk. Not the kashrus that is followed by the symbol, the kashrus that comes from the tzivoy Mitzrayim, but the kashrus that the Baal HaTanya described, v'skadashtem v'isem kedoshim perichav zayin, and the kashrus that the Malbum described, of kashrus habomi seichel v'habomi rushos ha'avos. Nowadays, keeping kosher in some ways is so much easier than it used to be. It's easier to follow Mahadrin. In fact, technically by the book, it could be that I follow a higher standard of kashrus than my father, Hareini Kaparos Mishkovo, followed. Growing up in Vancouver, British Columbia, previously in Saskatchewan, traveling at times for work and for helping others throughout the United States, I'm not sure if my father, or I doubt that he was makbid on Chol Yisrael. But at the same time, the idea that everything that has a kosher stamp is something that we're supposed to indulge in, the idea that we have glossy magazines that are pushing all the indulgences of the world and making it all kosher because it has an appropriate stamp, it could very well be that your yotze, ki ani Hashem amale eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim li'eschem le'lokim, but it's not, it might be v'yisem kedoshim, but it's not v'hiskadashtem. And if it's not v'hiskadashtem, then ultimately what's missing is this part of an individual connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not simply as a metzaveh, but a person raising himself up in their achila. My father described that in my grandparents' home, this phenomenon of munchies didn't exist. There was a certain time that was achila. The time that halacha designates as achila, as the Baal HaTanya described, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't eat like the Amei Haaretz of every particular time that he wants, that he's in the mood of eating. There's a time that's designated. My father, Hareini Kaparos Mishkovo, when he celebrated the night of Pesach, it was grandeur. And in his at his Seder, there were times that my father, this is the old days when children used to be able to sit, or we learned how to sit. My father used to darshan before Halachmanya sometimes for a half hour, 45 minutes. And we would eat as a family, Shulchan Aruch, you know, a little bit before Chatzos. Later, when I became older, I realized that my father, who had to go to work very, very early in the morning, he often was not able to daven with the minyan. And years later, I said to him, Tati, I'm a Bechar. And the halacha is that
if a bechor, when he's young, can't fast, and the father goes to a siyum on his behalf. Which siyum did you go to? My father said to me, who said I didn't fast? I fasted. My father lived that even when he was hungry, it didn't change his avodas Hashem. It didn't change even the type of person he was. Now, it could be that my father was a Baal Madrega that was forced through the realities of growing up in an area where there was hardly any kosher food around, who lived a life of kosher, to raise himself up. But we could take a little bit of that. And the Baal HaTanya tells us that the Pasuk mandates that in our generation we have to find a way v'iskadashta and v'isim kadoshim. We can't let Jewish style and we can't let even Jewish indulgence undermine the essence of the highest madrega of kashrus. Not simply to follow the technical Shulchan Aruch. You know, there is an expression that some people have that there are some people who are afraid of the Shulchan Aruch, and there are some people who search for a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being afraid that it doesn't have the appropriate symbol is for sure a Madrega in Avodas Hashem. And those people who haven't reached the Madrega of looking for a Mahadran, as the Masil Sisharim describes, for sure they should be encouraged to continue to reach that Madrega and to continue and strive in that Madrega. But let us not forget the ultimate part of Avodas Hashem, the ultimate part of Kashrus, which is at its core, is a sensitivity towards animals. It's a sensitivity towards the way we eat. A Yid fresnisht. A Yid doesn't fress, doesn't indulge. A Jew eats to bring himself closer to Kudshei Baruch Hu. And may we be zocheh, it's a tremendous avodah for myself, and I would imagine, therefore, a tremendous avodah for others as well. That may we be zocheh, not only hamale eschem me'aretz Mitzrayim, that we received HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, as the second pasuk says, but ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. The person who doesn't only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's mitzuvah al yedei Torah, but the person who strives for a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who totally fulfills the pasuk ki kadosh ani, that his neshama becomes davek more and more with Kudsho Baruch Hu. Okay, I guess we could call 20 minutes.